Chapter 1 Introduction to Vipassana Meditation. The aim of meditation. What we are going to start now is a few days of meditation retreat. We are making a special effort to get together and help each other with meditation practice. This evening is an introduction. I would like to talk to you about why we need to meditate, what is concentration, and how to begin to practice it. To keep yourself physically healthy, you go to a gym for an exercise, which is to make yourself stable and physically strong. In the same way, to have a stable and strong mind, we do meditation, which is mental exercise. Many people associate meditation, however, with superstitious and extraordinary ideas. But generally, meditation in Buddhism is a mental training. It may help us to understand meditation better by thinking of mind, metaphorically, as a scene from nature. Before we do that, please bear in mind that the mind cannot be compared with anything we can see with our eyes. The mind is so quick, wonderful, complicated, and also mysterious. The mind is like water in a lake. For the sake of our own understanding, we can liken our mind to a lake filled with lotus flowers and aquatic creatures. If you have a large lake filled with unpolluted water, you will have a green environment on which people around it can depend. The mind is something like the pure water, and the lake is like our physical body. Imagine what would happen if there was a leakage of water. The lake would eventually go dry. The aquatic creatures and the lotus flowers would die. The green environment would no longer exist. People would no longer be able to depend on it. Here, note the word leakage. It suggests that the water is draining away without your knowledge. You are not aware of the leakage, the draining away, or the need to block the leak. Just like that, during the day, without any intention to think, thoughts just come into our minds and waste away our mental energy. We get exhausted after 20 or 30 minutes of being immersed in wandering thoughts. So what do? We push them away and sigh, which is a sign of being exhausted. Sometimes you cannot even sleep because mental energy is leaking away. Frustration at work is a leak. Agitation at work is also a leak. Mental energy is being wasted. You are not aware of it because it's just a leak. Worry is a leakage. If worry or fear is present in a person, then that worry is like a leak draining all his energy. That person will become exhausted. That will also affect his physical health. It's important to block this leakage of mental power. Just is crucial to protect the aquatic creatures and the lotus flowers in order to keep the environment clean and enjoyable. Suppose at work you meet someone behaving very arrogantly. It may be a colleague or a client. Let us suppose that you become very agitated. Agitation takes away mental energy. The day you feel agitation, you will feel more tired than on other days. This is not necessarily due to the workload, but because of agitation you experience at work. The next day, when you go to work, you may become agitated again. Suppose this happens daily. 1 week later, you come home and then may feel disturbed very easily. And you could start blaming others, sometimes your family, perhaps for a minor problem. You start quarreling, you start losing the ability to appreciate what your family is doing for you. So now, the aquatic creatures inside the lake begin to suffer. The lotus flowers are the members of your family. They cannot be happy around an agitated man. If someone is agitated in this room, not yet depressed, but simply agitated, then people cannot smile at all. The leakage of mental energy has that kind of effect on society, starting from your own family and friends. That is why it's important to know how our mind works and why we feel agitated, why we feel frustrated, why we feel unhappy, and of course, also why we feel happy. So to know this, we meditate. When we discover our own agitation, frustration, disappointment, resistance, resentment, we should try to accept it and see it more closely. This will then surely lead us to understand it. Accepting the first noble truth. There are four noble truths. Suffering, dukkha satya, the cause of suffering, samudaya satya, the end of suffering, nirodha satya, and the path leading to the end of suffering, magga satya. The first one, the noble truth of suffering, means suffering exists in reality. Worry is suffering, agitation, aversion, frustration, and disappointment are all suffering. We do not normally accept these as suffering. Instead, we try to justify our own emotional reactions, such as agitation. We try to blame others for our agitation, instead of trying to understand and accept it. Suffering is an inseparable element of life. Therefore, when we meditate, we are going to see these things. We are going to accept suffering and then trying to understand it. Vipassana meditation is about trying to understand the first noble truth, a universal experience. It's not for the Buddha, it's not for me, but for the one who meditates. We cannot share our meditation achievement, but the lack of meditation achievement is rather obvious. The state of our mind in relation to our environment will be reflected or indeed determined by whether or not we meditate. This is why it's important to meditate. Let me now say something about meditation. The English word meditation does not contain any special Buddhist ideas. Some people think that meditation is to sit quietly, closing your eyes, thinking only what is good in your life, ignoring all that is bad, cultivating an optimistic view. Some people think meditation is extra work, has little to do with the majority of people in daily life, and is only for monks and nuns and old people who have retired and have time for it. Sadly, even for many born Buddhists, meditation is seen only as a practice for those who wish to achieve nirvana here and now. Maybe as a shortcut. If you are not concerned about nirvana or becoming an arahant, in their opinion, you do not need meditation. In some religions, meditation means reflection on something in the past, what you have done, both good and bad. In our case, in the case of Buddhist meditation, to understand meditation, we have to go back to the original word in the Pali language, which is bhavana. Bhavana means to develop mental ability. We believe that as human beings, we have the ability to make our minds stable and concentrated and make full use of it to understand, to think, and to create something wonderful. Nevertheless, this ability within us is only a seed. We have to nurture it to enable it to grow. Although we have the ability to be mindful, to be concentrated, and to understand like seed, which means a seed, it will not become a plant until you grow and nurture it. The mind remains undeveloped without proper mental exercise. The technique to do is called meditation. The technique to develop the mind. When we meditate, we explore and we try to discover how the mind works. The technique was discovered and taught by the Buddha, but we have to see it for ourselves. We need a technique to develop our mind, our mental energy, like the way we develop our muscles in our body. Meditation object. We are going to practice Vipassana Bhavana or mindfulness meditation. From now on, I shall describe the technique. The object of meditation is very important. In 1995, when I went to Dongji in Shan State, the Union of Burma, I met one of my devotees who had been meditating for quite some time.